You reach Carlson Engineering. If you know your party's extension, please dial it now or stay on the line and an operator will be with you shortly.
Good morning, Carlson Engineering.
Good morning. Is Clifford there?
Give me 1 second. Let me check, okay? May I ask
you
speaking?
Yeah, this is Hashem from Cardiff. I spoke to him, I believe, last week, and I was just following up with him on a possible project that he was thinking of taking on.
Okay. You said from where, I'm sorry?
From Cardiff.
Cardiff? Okay. You said your name is Hash, correct?
Yes, Hashem.
Okay. Okay. Give me 1 second.
Sure.
Cliff Carlson.
Hey, Cliff, this is Hashem from the Bank of Cardiff. How are you doing?
Very good.
I remember I spoke with you, I'm not sure if you remember, probably about a week and a half or two ago. And
yeah, about some financing on a project.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. At the moment, nothing's changed. That project hasn't come through yet.
Okay.
I visited them actually last week, and so we're doing a few other things, and hopefully they'll make a decision in the next month or so, and then at that point I'll decide whether or not I need funding to cover it or, you know,
definitely
how we'll need to do it. But yeah, why don't you touch base with me in a couple of weeks? That sounds good. And I think you sent me an email and left me a voicemail too. Sorry I didn't get back to you, but I was out
all week last week,
and then playing catch up this week.
Yeah, they told me that you were extremely busy, so I was just, you know, trying to catch
sleeping
you.
Sleeping in airports and stuff.
Yeah, I'm sure.
I got caught in some crazy storm and got trapped in Dallas.
No kidding.
Sleep in the
airport. Oh, you know what? My friend also got trapped in Dallas. This was, I think, about a week ago.
Right, that's what it was. A week
yeah,
ago.
Exactly.
Got stuck
yeah.
in Dallas.
Yeah, same thing.
I made the mistake, though. They told me that there was availability in the hotel that was in the center. I was like 1 in the morning, and I said, and my plane, I got a new flight that was going to leave at 7:30. I said, I'll pay $300 just to sleep for 3 hours. So I leave, go through security, go up to the hotel, and they say, oh, sorry, we just booked our last room. And there's
no
rooms available within 25 miles of the hotel.
You're
checking
rough
for somebody else. And I go, okay, I guess I'll go back in the terminal. I mean, back in the, because it shut down. You couldn't get back in. So I had to stay in baggage claim until freaking 4:30
no
in the morning.
No kidding. Poor guy. Wow, for like a good 2-3 hours sitting there?
Yeah, sitting around in baggage claim, man. It was like terrible.
Man. That's horrible.
And I didn't want to sleep because there were some pretty interesting people roaming around. So I was like,
I don't think I would have slept either.
All right.
Oh,
well, you
great.
Take care, and I'll talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Sounds good, Cliff. Take care.
Okay. Bye now.
All right. Bye-bye.